And now the new push towards community engagement in businesses, universities, and even here at KCUR. We'll find out exactly what this means and why so many people are suddenly engaged in community engagement. With me this morning is Hannah Zacharias. He's the manager of Johnson County Government. Hannah, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Steve.
Ron Jones is the director of community engagement here at KCUR. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, let's start with defining community engagement, or in the case of Johnson County, citizen engagement. Hannes, describe it to me. What is it?
Well, it really is trying to have a conversation with the community in all various levels. It's not just talking. There are two facets, one of which is to educate the community about things we do. The second of all is to have a conversation about what they'd like to see us do in county government. So it really is trying to educate and engage.
Have you not been doing that up to now?
Not to that level, no. I think recent statistics, that we do a survey coming out every other year, and for the last three or four iterations of that, a good number of the population, about 90%, have said they want to know more information about Johnson County and can't get it. The commissioners made it a very high priority about a year and a half ago to set aside significant resources to beef up our communication activities, and we've been doing that in the last 6 months.
Brian Jones, what are you trying to do here at KCUR?
Well, basically, Steve, we're trying to help communities illuminate their aspirations and concerns about life in the region.
And have them start a conversation with what they're up against.
Yeah, have them start a conversation with what they're up against, and actually start a solutions-oriented conversation. So we're not coming up with solutions for the community, but through dialogue and through actually face-to-face meetings and building relationships, we're helping to more or less mediate solutions or helping the community to come up with their own solutions to concerns.
And you're doing this how, Ron? What's the approach?
Well, I'd like to say to people, and I'm sure many of our listeners have heard me in other iterations say that we're opening the doors of this radio station to invite the community to come in and talk to us, to participate in conversations, which we've always had through talk shows like yours, Steve, but also to participate in the construction of content.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on this notion that collectively the community knows far more than we do here in this station. So if we tap into their insights, their wisdoms, their experiences, even their passions, we can do better reporting. We can have deeper conversations about things that matter most to people in this community. And then the other piece of that is the doors swing both ways. So we need and we will get out into the community and to go to those places that particularly have been underserved by media.
You know, I'm just wondering, you know, about the two of you sort of pushing up against the tides of our culture these days. I mean, what did the famous book a few years ago? It was titled Bowling Alone. You know, this notion that folks are sort of in their own little bubbles and really aren't as willing to be engaged in their communities as they have been perhaps in prior decades. You know, how tough of a task are you undertaking here to do what you're doing?
Well, I think it is very tough, and I think that's why we have to bring forward different tools. We're being much more robust in our presence on Facebook and on Twitter, and certainly with other electronic media. We readjusted our website to be more user-friendly that way. So we've got to kind of find ways to engage the public at that level and be willing to go ahead and listen and converse. You know, part of the issue is that we have done citizen engagement at one level, that being through the public hearing process and people that show up as usual suspects to county commission meetings and other public forums. And that's well and that's good. What we're trying to do is try to go beyond the usual suspects, if you will, and try to engage a broader conversation of people and say, what do you think? Let's be part of the community, not just leave it up to those who are engaged at this moment that may have a particular axe to grind, if you will, to kind of rule the day.
Are you having any success doing that? Because, again, it strikes me as a difficult task to say to average Joe citizen and Mrs. Citizen out there, hey, pay attention to Johnson County government.
Well, I think it's an evolving trend. And first of all, there's no quick victory here. This is a long-term trend. We're in this for the long haul. We've been around for 156 years. We hope to be around for another 156 years. So we're embarking upon this journey to say we're open to the conversation. And part of the conversation requires requires two things. First of all, they have to become educated about what we do. And then second of all, we've got to provide the means for them to go ahead and voice those opinions, those concerns in a way that we listen, but not automatically just kind of acquiesce to what their desire is, but have an engaged and enlightened dialogue. So the jury's still out on that, but we're trying to go ahead and make that work, and we're just been to it for 6 months.
Yeah, and Hannes, one way you're doing that is trying to put citizens in the shoes of county legislators through the issues that the legislators are confronting, you know, with the budget. Just give us a little flavor of what you're doing there.
Well, I think you're right. The choices that we have, you've been around the block, obviously. These choices
are
not.
What are you saying there, Hannes?
you're a well seasoned reporter.
You want to interpret that for me here a little bit? Yeah, maybe we can remove you from the show right now.
No bad intent intended. Yeah. But I think we have, with the electronic media here, we've tried to boil things down to a yes or no or A-B switch dialogue, and that's not how things are. It is much more complex, much more engaged, and there are trade-offs. So trying to enlighten people about what those trade-offs and the consequences are, I think, is part of the activity. And we're doing that, for example, in our budget simulator. You go online with us, you basically say, here are the choices you have, and here's the consequences. If you want to go ahead and put more money into libraries, what does that mean in terms of your property taxes?
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and reduce something over here, what does that mean in terms of the savings you're going to generate? And oftentimes it's that clarity that says, you know, these large issues we kind of gravitate to really have small consequences in dollars, but it has a tremendous impact in how we perceive ourselves. So
you know,
I think that's where it comes in.
That's such a good point you just made about this notion of we live in a black and white world, and so oftentimes citizens want a yes or a no. They don't want any maybes. They want it one way or the other. And you're right. The world, I tell my students this all the time, the world doesn't work that way.
Well, I think you're right. And I think the thing I try to phrase is we're trying to have an adult conversation.
Yeah.
This is not a parent-child relationship with the citizens. This is an adult-to-adult conversation. And as adults, I think we have an obligation to, first of all, get educated about what we do. And then as adults, we have to listen as much as we do talk.
Ron Jones, tell us about KCUR and exactly what kind of solutions and what kind of process you're trying to set up here.
Well, Steve, we're working on a fairly big project now called Beyond Our Borders, as you know. We're examining the things that unite and divide us as a region, and we're doing that through a lens of geography. So we're examining these dividing lines through four geographic dividing lines: Troost, State Line, the Missouri River. And then our last piece of this examination will be the divide of the Wyandotte County-Johnson County line.
Mm-hmm.
So as we proceed, we want not only our listeners but people in the community who may not be aware of KCUR to tell us what matters most to them. And so we're going out into the community. We're having a series of community listening sessions where everything is off the record. We don't take any recording devices. We don't take any cameras. Well, we may have a camera just to snap some photos, but we don't attribute any of the comments to anybody who attends the
mm-hmm.
meeting. And that way, we hope to build trust and a strong relationship. So after we've gone, it doesn't end there. People will continue to communicate with us and tell us, you know, what we need to know, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong.
Hey, so, and what kind of success? I just asked, you know, Hannes, what kind of success are you having when it comes to reaching out and actually getting people and maybe folks who aren't necessarily listeners of KCUR?
Mm-hmm. Well, like Mr. Zacharias, we're relying heavily on social and digital media to reach new audiences, to reach our audience's audience, so to speak. And the response has been pretty tremendous. As you know, you attended the first listening session with the 4963 neighborhood. And, you know, we had about 25 people come out and basically spend an hour and a half with us in a very eye-opening conversation about their neighborhood and, you know, the good things and even some of the problems they face. But there was this reveal of values in that community that – you know, somebody in another community may not be familiar with. So, you know, the goal of this whole thing is to start a cross-community conversation.
I thought it was really interesting that the concerns and the ideas that came out of that single session opened my eyes to a whole set of dynamics I wasn't aware that those folks were dealing with there, even concerns about, you know, out-of-state developers coming in and
sure.
the impact that can have on their neighborhood and clearly how strongly those folks feel about their home, as so many folks do. But, boy, the pride and the level of engagement in their own little area was so impressive to me.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having more conversations across the region.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine, you know, it will go beyond what we know about those particular communities to reveal a whole set of surprises and interesting things.
You know, Hannes, you have several other tools at your disposal besides the budget simulator you talked about a couple of minutes ago. What other kinds of things are you guys trying to do, again, to reach out to folks?
Well, they were going some of the old-fashioned road, if you will, to being citizens, basically public forums, and we're doing that right now. We've set aside six different public forums, of which we've had three so far, really trying to be in schools to have those districts come together here about the budget and then go ahead and answer questions. That's old school, if you will. But we've not done that in the past. We've had to be on the road, if you will. That's one.
They're in schools, you're saying. You're actually
correct.
Holding them in school buildings where folks can come out and visit. Yeah.
In the evening. And I think the number we have is not huge right now, but we're building on that. This is an emerging activity. We've not done this before from that perspective. So we're going from that location in terms of individual meetings and districts. We've also, I think, done here recently a very nice publication, which is the JoCo magazine.
My house.
That's
yeah.
good. Mm-hmm. And to all 230,000 residents in Johnson County. This is our first venture ever. You see that school districts have been doing for a long time, so have cities. So this is our first venture here. And again, this handles the component about what counties does. You have to go ahead and what the county does. You have to educate individuals first before you can engage into a conversation. But our hope is that all these things will energize us and find pathways we can have conversations about larger issues, not just the dollars and cents issues. But long term, what does Johnson County look like in the future? What do we do about growth patterns? What is our mm-hmm. relationship with the region? What do we do in terms of handling really clean air and quality and those fundamental issues and transportation that binds us all together? So I think we're experimenting, and I think we may indeed go down pathways that may not be successful, but I am really energized by the trajectory, which says let's find ways to engage the public in meaningful conversation that makes a difference.
Well, let's engage our public right now and see if folks want to call in, if they can call in and tell us what their view, what their definition of community engagement is. How are they seeing it in their own lives? And are we facing sort of crossing a divide in our culture right now? Are folks more willing to get involved in their communities than they were even 5 or 10 years ago? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. It's time for a break. When we come back, we'll address all those questions and a whole lot more. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. Right now, we're talking about community engagement. Our phone number, 816-235-2888. Let's go to some phone calls here. Gene from Shawnee, Kansas. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Enjoying the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I serve on a group for the Kansas City Museum called Nuestra Herencia that deals with Hispanic presence, growth, and development in the greater Kansas City area. I'm wondering what your guess, especially since Johnson County is growing very rapidly with the Latino population, what is being done to reach out to the Latino population?
Ron Jones, why don't you take that one?
Well, our aim is to get into many of the underserved areas of the region, not just Kansas City, Missouri, or any one particular community, but the region. And the reason we're doing this is because, as you probably know, traditional media has parachuted into communities when there was a story to cover, most often when there was a bad story to cover, and only to return when there was another story. We think there's a deeper way of connecting with these communities, and it's all about building trust. And you know, when you build trust and relationships with people, they will actually tell you what's on their minds and engage with you. So that's what we're doing. And you know, again, the goal is to start these cross-community conversations, but an objective is to identify new voices and perspectives, and that certainly includes the Hispanic community.
How difficult is it if folks in that community aren't regular listeners to KCUR? I don't want to speak too broadly here because we have lots of listeners there, but how do you reach out to folks who aren't listeners of KCUR?
Well, we're doing it a couple of ways. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we're using social media to reach our audience's audience. And then the other way we're engaging these new audiences is through partnerships with community organizations who probably have a connection to people in these communities. So when we go in to have a community meeting or community listening session, we actually work to identify a community partner who buys into this community engagement notion, but can also put us in touch with people in the community they reside in.
That's the voice Yeah, go ahead, Gene. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's a good point. And I'm wondering what organizations, agencies, individuals have you reached out to in the Latino community?
Well, to tell you the truth, we're only like 2 weeks into this project. So, you know, we're still trying to figure all of that out. And like I mentioned,
do you have a Latino serving with you as a, in an advisor capacity?
No, not specifically at this point, but we are certainly in search of many different representatives from the community.
If you have an idea, Gene, we're all ears.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, again, I as I mentioned, I served Christopher Leach when he was director of the Kansas City Museum.
Right.
Felt that same desire to reach out to underserved populations, and so he reached out to a group of us. We formed an organization called Nuestra Herencia, Our Heritage, and you know, which goes way back in Kansas City, even before Santa Fe Trail days, you know, when Vela, the fur trader, established a trading post on the Mississippi River, and has been, so Hispanics have been present in the greater Kansas City area for a long, long time, and yet they're very underrepresented.
Well, Gene, why don't we do this? Well, I'm going to keep you on the line. Why don't you give your contact information to Danny Alexander, our producer, and we'll make a connection here, okay?
I will call you, Gene.
Yeah.
Very good.
You know, I'm also wondering, we're joined here also this morning by Hannes Zacharias. He's the manager of Johnson County Government. You know, Hannes, it just strikes me that your county is evolving so quickly. So many new issues on the table now that weren't there maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm talking about things like poverty and those kinds of things, higher crime rates. Given all that, what do you see as the potential for greater connection with your residents, given the evolving nature of Johnson County?
Well, I think one correction, but I can't see the crime rate stayed pretty steady, but certainly poverty rate certainly has increased. We recognize that activity, and certainly the demographics are changing, both in terms of people of color, Hispanic population certainly increasing, but probably a bigger demographic change are those people that are over 60. So it's a wide range of things we've got to address as that community changes and evolves over time. And I do want to give some congratulations to Gene to bring up the information about the Hispanic community in particular. I don't think we do a good enough job about that. And I think there, as we start this process, hearing voices like that coming forward is important. I think one way to engage the Hispanic community and all kind of different types of communities is the level of trust. Do their voices, are they heard, A, and does it make a difference, B? And so we've got to find ways to engage in that conversation and say that their voice is valuable and is being reflected in our policies. And that's going to take time.
I was going to say, how do you go about doing that? And I guess you're trying to go about doing that right now, which is the point of our conversation. But, you know, to be blunt, a county government that's been run traditionally by white males for so many years, how do you begin to break through into those very diverse communities?
Well, I think you first of all recognize that demographic and you say that's not how the world, that's not how it should be. But I can't force people to run for office. People have to go ahead and decide to go engage in that process on their own. And part of it is to let people know that, indeed, this is, it's an important part of government. Part of the issue for Johnson County is we are the third or fourth largest employer in Johnson County. You have Sprint, you have Olathe School District, and then you have us. 3,800 employees. Our budget's around $815 million. We're kind of the unheard government. So people really aren't engaged in what we're doing, but yet the impact that, that we have on their lives is significant throughout the day, so to speak. So part of it is to say you should care about it, you should learn about it, and then become engaged in the conversation. And our hope is by doing that, people of color, wide diversity populations will seek to go ahead and run for office and be part of the public debate. I preach anybody who decides to go and run for office because they decided to engage and be part of this great democratic process.
I do too. Ron Jones, KCUR faces some of the same issues.
Sure. We certainly do. And, you know, it's an ongoing process. You know, we're not only trying to change the way we operate externally, but change the way we operate internally too. So we're searching and coming up with ways to address those issues.
Community engagement is our topic. I'm wondering, are you willing, more willing to engage in your community today maybe than you were 5 or 10 years ago? Is the whole notion of bowling alone becoming a thing of the past? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. You know, Hannes, is all this sort of a natural outgrowth of and an extension of social media, Facebook and Twitter? Would you be at this place if it weren't for those social media outlets that you have at your disposal now?
I don't think we would be to a degree. I think those are vehicles for us to kind of amp up the conversation. I think why we're here now is because we understand the importance of developing a sense of community in Johnson County in a way, and about the importance of developing a sense of community within the region. Mm-hmm. And that requires a conversation. So I think Facebook and Twitter and all these Snapchat, et cetera, those sort of social media, et cetera, I think are vehicles for us to have a conversation. I think we have gone through a time period here where people have become much more isolated and they have felt wanting from that perspective. It's not the panacea. The conversations I see on Twitter and Facebook really aren't conversations. They're one-way broadcasts of people's certain viewpoint. And I think people are searching for a different way to really have a conversation. And that takes energy, that takes education, that takes a level of finesse that we're trying to go ahead and cultivate. So I think we're here now because we understand that as we mature as a county that we can't do it alone. It's going to take all 560,000 of us really having a conversation about how we go forward. We're not just a small collection of a lot of different communities. We're one body called Johnson County.
Mm-hmm. Ron, weigh in here.
Well, we're taking a holistic approach to engagement. Certainly social media is a big part of it. But realizing that some of the communities we'll be going into, there exists a huge digital divide. They just don't have access to information through social media or digital media. You know, we're going to have to rely on some grassroots efforts, you know, to go out and just basically talk to people in the community to alert them to some of the things we're doing, to go post flyers in key places and communities that we're going into. So there's no one easy way to do it, but we think we can be effective by, again, community partnerships, social media, and actually boots on the ground, so to speak.
I was going to say it's difficult for some folks. We tend to overlook the fact that a lot of people don't have access to computers in their homes. They don't have access to Facebook and Twitter. And that's something you've got to take into account here, right?
Most definitely.
And you're doing that again by how? How do you finish that equation?
You know, we're doing that by going into a community like with 4963. The neighborhood just south of KCUR. We figured that community was fairly well connected, but we didn't take, you know, things for granted. We actually went out and posted flyers in places where people congregate, you know, like laundromats and barbershops and even a couple liquor stores.
Yeah.
You know, restaurants.
You're being creative, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, honest.
Well, I think one thing that you talked about, you know, why are we doing this now? I think one thing that strikes me has been part of the changing landscape the last 5 to 7 years has been the, I call it the demise of the print media. I mean, frankly, when I first arrived in Johnson County 13 years ago, we had two or three reporters that were on a regular basis attending our commission meetings. Now we have one that comes in on an occasional basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're finding this need to go ahead and engage the community, because the traditional venues that have been with us for 100 years are frankly not as robust or not there at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you sensing, honestly, you know, are we at a different point in our our evolution here as a culture? Are people engaging more directly, more fully in their communities than they have in the recent past, or is it still sort of the same old, same old?
From my perspective, we have the usual suspects that come out on a regular basis, and I think it's the same old to a degree, because our lives are so busy. People, and in some senses, you know, we're victims of our success, if I can use that term. Things are running pretty well in Johnson County, so
yeah.
There's not a lot of reason to go ahead and get up in arms, some would argue, that why go ahead and become engaged if you don't need to. People tend to get engaged when there's a big crisis, and we've done a pretty good job of keeping the crises at bay. What I feel bad about that is that that does not position us for the future. Just continue what we're doing in the past. The world is changing, has changed, and people need to recognize that and say, how do we position ourselves for the future? And that's what I worry about, frankly, is how we're going to be 10 or 15 years from now if we don't try to embrace these concerns now and say, no, you need to be concerned about the elevated number of those over 60 in the next 5 or 6 years. You need to be concerned about congestion on I-35 and 4th. You need to be concerned about how development occurs in the county and where it's going to be going, because that's going to be the legacy we leave our kids.
Yeah, I even wonder about, you know, when it comes to civic engagement, there seems to be a mindset sometimes, and I've seen this among my neighbors occasionally, where this notion of, you know, speaking up and talking to your representatives, telling them their concerns, even complaining at times, some folks think that's not, you know, it's impolite. That's not the right thing to do. There's not a sense of, you know, that's what government is and how it works, that you can go express those kinds of views, that you really can't do that.
Well, I think that people are being emboldened by the social media to go and we've given basically everybody a large microphone if they want to go ahead and use it, and some use it very effectively. What I think is missing is the dialogue. It's a one-way conversation. It's espousing of a certain idea, but people are not allowed to go ahead and try ideas out and then have those ideas be challenged or be modified some way.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of stating of positions, whereas as opposed to saying, here's what I think, what do you think? And in some senses, we have the benefit of an opinion without the burden of thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of where we're trying to go ahead and change.
Ron Jones from KCUR, do you think we're sort of in a different place as a society when it comes to our willingness to engage these days versus 5 or 10 years ago? Or are you seeing that among folks out there?
Oh, sure. I think our brethren in public media are certainly adopting this notion of community engagement, you know, as a way to invigorate and add more authenticity and relevancy to the programming that they create, and also to promote this notion of civil conversations, you know, an exchange of ideas which can be drastically different, but done so in such a manner that you know, there's an absence of shouting and name calling. And it leads to a better understanding. We may not get total agreement on anything, but if I can hear your viewpoints and you can hear mine, we understand each other a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do here on this show every day, right? At least that's what we try. Question for our listeners: how do you rate the level of engagement between your community and your government and other public institutions? 816-235-2888 is our number here. Again, 816-235-2888. We're talking about community engagement in Johnson County and at KCUR and the different manifestations of that idea these days. You know, one manifestation of that right now, Hannes, is what are you seeing in the business community in terms of how businesses are reaching out perhaps in new ways that they haven't before?
You know, I'm not sure I have a lot of information that might be helpful in that regard. I just know what I read in the paper, so to speak, and see it. It appears that there's a great deal of engagement, mostly centered around marketing. really trying to understand where people might be as a way to make their product more accessible to the consumer. But I don't see a lot of really kind of engagement on civic issues. I think that's a different level. But I do see a willingness among business leaders to engage in a conversation about those issues and what sort of legacy, if you will, that we leave for the next generation. As we've come through the downturn in the economy the last 5 years, I feel a resurgence of saying, okay, what now? Where do we position ourselves in the future? And as a business leader, we're all in this together. It's not just business or government. It's business and government. It is nonprofits. It's the entire community working together to advance the population. And I see business leaders wanting to engage in that kind of conversation more than they were previously, maybe because the economy is a little more kind and they have a little more flexibility.
I just noticed that the new owners of Metcalf South are asking area residents what they want to see put out there, maybe a great example of the new style of community engagement out there.
I think that's a very good point, and I think people recognize, business leaders and developers recognize and have for quite some time, they have to engage the area residents and the community in general for their projects to be successful, and I think that is being amplified.
Ron, what are you seeing from the business community? Much of anything?
Well, I think just anecdotally, I think the business community is interested in what we're doing, you know, from a purely informational and exchange of ideas standpoint, you know, and they're very curious as to what this notion of community engagement is all about. You know, I think a lot of people, Steve, I just want to make this point, a lot of people confuse engagement with outreach, and basically outreach is coming up with a program or a product or something and then figuring out ways you can disseminate it to targeted audiences, where engagement is actually going out and building relationships with people and listening to what they have to say and then acting accordingly.
Yeah. How long is Johnson County committed to this new style of community engagement as you see things going forward?
Well, it's hard to predict what new commissioners will do, but I see this was one of the, you know, I have seven commissioners and they don't always agree. This is one thing they do agree upon. All seven believe that we should make every effort we can to engage the public in meaningful conversations, and I think that'll be sustained through several iterations of elections. That's my perception anyway. That's the direction we're heading.
Ron, how long is KCUR committed to this new style of community engagement?
Well, I think forever. I think that's the new model until something else that's more effective comes along. But you know, I think this is very authentic initiative by KCUR to really learn what's going on outside these walls. So
okay,
it's ongoing.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today. It's been a good conversation. I appreciate Hanna Zacharias. He's the manager of Johnson County Government. Thank you for coming in.
Thank
you.
So
good to have you. Ron Jones, Director of Community Engagement for KCUR. Ron, good to have you, too.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. You bet.